We are so glad you're back. Today we open our Bibles to the second chapter of the Apostle John's first letter to the disciples in his church as we study of what it means to walk in the faith by walking with Jesus here on the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers, here to guide you through this intensive verse-by-verse study of one of the Christ followers' most life-changing biblical journeys. As we open the second chapter of 1 John, remember we have discovered from chapter 1 that fellowship with God, the Father, can only be maintained by recognizing our daily sins, honestly confessing them quickly, and forsaking them as they are revealed to us. Now, building on that foundation, John explains that to know God and the power of His love is impossible without practical observance of His Word, which means that we must seek to walk as Christ walked, in love toward our fellow man, and in separation from the things of the world. Let's listen in as Dr. Matthew Lee Smith teaches his seminary students how to know God and the power of His love in our daily lives.
Thanks, Mike. 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Again, a new commandment I do write to you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Last time we talked about the fact that He did not write to us a new commandment. He was talking about the old, and we talked about love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, in this verse, He talks about, I am writing you a new commandment, and He's talking about the new commandment that Jesus gave, and that is that we're to love one another just as Jesus loves us. Now, that's the stickler, is it's just as Jesus loves us. We can't come into this, I'm going to love selectively, or I'm going to love partially, or I'm going to love from a distance. We have to deal with this I love like Jesus loved, sacrificially. We have to give of our person. We have to give of our prestige. We have to give of our entire being. And so you and I have to deal with this. I am writing you a new commandment. And He says here very clearly, which is true in Him and in you. In other words, this was demonstrated by Jesus. This was His life. He loved His own to the very end, the text says. And now, He says, it's in you. What He's trying to say is that if you really are His, this is how you live. By this, all men will know that you are My disciples if you have love for one another. Now, there's a lot of lunatics inside the body of Christ. We just have to admit that. It's like a family. We all have those people in our family we don't want others to see. Well, the same thing's true in the body of Christ. There's a lot of crazy people in the body of Christ. And if you can't think of anyone, it's you. Okay? You're sitting there going, boy, I don't know any crazy people in the body of Christ. Here I are. Okay, I'm Him. Okay. Now, we're supposed to love all the people in the body of Christ. That doesn't mean we tolerate their sin. There's other Bible verses to deal with. We need to exhort people, rebuke people. We need to discipline. All of that goes in there. But we still love them. We still love them. Well, you have the right to be wrong. You have to remember that. You have the right to be wrong. Now, that's not going to get you very far because the wages of sin and just being wrong is sin. The wages of sin is death. And it's going to lead you to a terrible disaster. That might be another reason why your love pours out more. But we love on them. And so here we find that the reason that we have this love for one another is because the darkness is passing away. When Jesus came, He said, I am the light of the world. Then He gave His light to us, and we're to carry the love, the light of Christ, to other people. The more effective we are at carrying that light to people, the more light is shined. And so wherever you are, wherever you're currently planted, your job is to shine the light in your neighborhood, in your job, in your school. Wherever you are, you're to shine the light of Jesus Christ. And that's to demonstrate His love and to demonstrate His character in the midst of the darkness you're in. No one puts the light under a basket. but they put it up on a lampstand. Just like we, when you drive down the street at night, we put lights on poles. So that we put lights in the ceiling so that it diffuses all throughout the area. So you should lift Christ up. And the way you lift him up is you love people. You love the despicable. You love your enemies. You love people. That doesn't mean you tolerate their sin. That doesn't mean that you give them a free hand. But you love them. You feel sorry for them. You care for them with the compassion of Jesus. And that light pressing into the darkness. You know, when you turn the light on, darkness just begins to evaporate. When you turn the light off, darkness takes over. So you and I have a choice. We're either going to shine the love and light of Jesus Christ or we're not. And if darkness is taking over, we're the problem. And the solution. And he wraps this up by saying that this is the true light. And it's already shining. Well, of course it's already shining. It started with Jesus, and it's in us. And it's shining. And you have to decide. Have you ever had one of those flashlights with the batteries? Shake, 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 shake. And you can't figure out if the batteries are too short, the flashlight's too long, or it's just a bad design. Well, a lot of times that's us. And God has to shake us up a little bit to get the light going again. Because we've overcome, been overcome by darkness and sin. But it's already shining. All you have to do is turn it on in you. And that often means to repent and return to Him and accept His love and compassion and have your heart rekindled and softened. And when that happens, you're much more able to give the love and the light of Jesus Christ to others. John chapter 2, verse 8.
And with those words, Dr. Smith concludes this teaching from the Apostle John's first letter to his flock. We know you will benefit from every episode and hope you will subscribe to the Eagles in Leadership blog notifications so you do not miss a single episode. It is so easy to subscribe on our website, eaglesinleadership.org. Please tell a friend how much you are enjoying these teachings and encourage them to subscribe as well. And now until the next episode from 1 John, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that the confidence that comes from a close relationship with Jesus will be yours as you apply His Word to your lives today.